Good morning, everyone, and welcome to eTail West. We're here in Palm Springs to talk about navigating turbulence, volatility, AI, tariffs, new channels, changing journeys, and how you build resilient, high-performing e-commerce businesses in the middle of all of that. Over the next few days, you'll hear a lot about omnichannel and unified commerce, meeting customers everywhere they are, customer acquisition and performance marketing, making every dollar work harder, and agentic AI, moving from AI on the side to AI in the P&L. Plus the basics that never go away, retention, loyalty, and brand. My job in this opening is simple. It's to frame one big idea that cuts across all of that. Something that you can carry into the keynotes, the panels, and the AI sessions this morning. And here it is. AI is not your main bottleneck. Visibility is. You can't optimize or monetize what or who you can't actually see. And everything that follows is about that one idea. Now, before we talk about AI and MarTech, I want to start with your customer. We've just finished our 2026 Consumer Insights report, and three signals jumped out. First, across generations, consumers say, fewer, more relevant messages, please. It's the single biggest thing that would make brand communications more helpful from the research. It outranks better timing, different channels, even explanations of why they actually got a message. They're not saying, stop talking to me. They're saying, talk to me less, but make it worth it. Second, when it comes to AI-driven personalization, and most people aren't angry about it, they're actually conditional about it. Around 36% say they're comfortable with AI as long as they can control frequency, timing, and topics. About a quarter say that they actually love it, especially Gen Z and millennials. Only about 13% say that they're outright uncomfortable with it, and that's heavily skewed to older demographics. So AI isn't the problem, loss of control is. Third, this is my favorite, when brands recognize people across devices and across sessions, they keep their experiences consistent. Nearly half of consumers are very comfortable with that if they can control their preferences. And younger shoppers, especially Gen Z and millennial, absolutely love that kind of continuity. Now, if you want to download the full report, please use this QR code or come to the Wunderkind stand at the expo. It's packed full of great consumer research. And what's the consumer reality check that this report really provides? Well, people don't want more marketing. They do want brands to remember them, respect their time, and show up only when it actually matters. So the bar isn't just use AI. The bar is use AI and identity to deliver fewer, smarter, and more respectful interactions. And that's where the tension actually really starts. For the last couple of years, AI has been the loudest word in marketing. Everywhere you turn, it's AI powered, AI first, AI native. Most of you here have already bought into it. AI co-pilots, AI bidding, AI creative, AI journey builders, autonomous decisioning. Across the industry, over 90% of marketing organizations say they've integrated AI into strategy and operations. About 9 in 10 marketers expect to increase their use of AI again in the next few years. So yes, we've all bought more tools. But Gartner also found that companies now use about a third of the capabilities in their tech that they already have. That's down from about 60% a few years ago. More than half of marketing leaders say that they're just simply too overwhelmed with the tech that they already have to explore the rest. So, on the one side, you've got a full-blown AI arms race, and on the other, you've got stacks so bloated and fragmented that you're only using a slice of what you've already paid for. You're no longer competing on whether you have AI, you're competing on whether your AI is pointed at the right problem. And here's one problem that every single retailer and DTC brand in this room shares. Let's talk about the traffic that you're already paying for. Across fashion, beauty, CPG, big box, specialty retail, we see the same pattern. On a typical day, the vast majority of visitors are effectively anonymous in your stack. Many brands only recognize a small minority of the traffic in their ESP and CDP. An industry analysis shows that 80 to 85% of customers are anonymous, and in peak periods, it can hit 90 to 95%. And of all of that traffic, only 2 to 3% convert on the first visit. So your AI is working its heart out on the tiny fraction of people that you already recognize. Logged in customers, loyalty members, people sitting in a cookie or a CRM profile. But for the majority, they come in, they browse, perhaps they add to cart, and then they bounce. And inside your systems, it's as if they never existed. You pay them to get them there. Search, social, affiliates, influencers, CTV. Then you let them walk out the door unnamed. And that is the revenue hiding in plain sight. And it cuts straight across this conference. If you want resilience, you can't leak that much value from the traffic that you already own. If you want to serve the everywhere customer, you first have to know who they are. And if you want agentic AI that does more than create pretty charts, it needs more than a 5 to 10% of your audience to work on. Now, at Wunderkind, we have a line. And that is, you can't reach who you can't see. It's not just a tagline, it's exactly what your customers are actually telling us and showing us, and from the research and from our client programs. Price drop alerts are the number one on-site experience that increases the likelihood to buy. 57% of consumers say that moves them to purchase. For re-engagement after a site visit, email is still the top channel at 38%, with SMS and push growing fastest amongst younger shoppers, while paid retargeting is dead last at just a 9% preference. And identity plays directly into trust. Right? Many consumers say that they trust brands more when they're recognized across devices and sessions. When the experience feels more like a memory and not tracking. So customers are effectively saying, show up where I invited you. Email, text, your site or app. Not just by stalking me around social. Make what you send me actually relevant to what I did. You cannot do that at scale if your stack only recognizes 10 to 20% of the people turning up. Right now, you're in a paradox. On the one side, you've got powerful AI decisioning, predictive models, creative optimization. But on the other, a traffic base where up to 95% of visitors are actually strangers to your stack. Until you close that identity gap, your AI is going to be running on partial visibility. Think about AI as the brain of modern marketing. An identity is the eyes. A brilliant brain with poor eyesight still makes bad decisions. In human terms, here's what modern privacy safe identity actually looks like. A visitor lands on your site. They don't log in, they might be on a new phone or in private browsing. Today, most stacks will label them as anonymous visitor, #12345. That's when privacy-safe identity actually kicks in. A first-party tag assigns a privacy-safe ID and matches the visit against an identity graph, devices, hashed emails, historical behavior, using signals that don't actually rely on third-party cookies. And if they're already an email or an SMS subscriber, you don't hammer them with another pop-up. If they're not, you can trigger the right value exchange. Free shipping, loyalty, early access to capture a compliant first-party opt-in. Now, you can actually stitch behavior across sessions and devices. Browsing at work on a desktop, then adding to cart on mobile, at home, that becomes one person with one history, not two random sessions. Then you can trigger one-to-one messages through the tools that you already own. Once the identity is actually recognized, you can fire a data-only signal, this person just abandoned these products at this value, so your own ESP, the templates and journeys, can actually take over. No replatforming, no rip and replace, just more people recognized, more signals captured, and more revenue-driving triggers firing out of the stack that you already trust. This is where AI and identity come together. AI decides who, when, what, and where, and identity makes sure you're doing that for your high-intent traffic, not just the loyal minority. Now, when you do this right. Identity doesn't show up as a feature, it shows up as a revenue line. Across hundreds of brands, identity-powered one-to-one email and text typically drives between 6 and 15% of total digital revenue. And it can rank as a top 1-3 paid channel in Google Analytics and Adobe, often beating Google and Meta on both scale and ROAS. I'll give you a quick example. Iconic London. They had huge social and influencer traffic. They couldn't see who those visitors were or convert them efficiently. And with identity and behavioral triggers, they saw a 4x lift in their marketable contact opt-ins. Email submit rates went from 2.4% to 9.9%. And revenue goals overachieved by 152% in the US and 105% in the UK. They didn't simply rip out their ESP, they simply recognized more of the anonymous traffic, captured better opt-ins, and triggered one-to-one messages at moments of real intent. In other words, identity doesn't compete with your stack, it actually amplifies it. It fills the funnel that you've already paid to acquire. And this isn't happening in isolation. It happens inside the platforms that you use every day. You just fire clean identity and event signals into Klaviyo, Salesforce, Braze, whatever ESP you're actually using. And while we're talking about Klaviyo, a quick shout out to our partners there. Wunderkind has just been added to the Klaviyo app marketplace, which means our mutual customers can really easily plug identity-driven triggers straight into the Klaviyo flows and analytics they already love. Let me finish with three practical moves that you can take from this room back into your roadmap and into the sessions that you're about to hear. Number one, audit your visibility. Don't start with tools, start with the truth. Ask, how much of our site is actually recognizable in our ESP and CDP? If you can't answer that, that's job number one, unrecognized traffic. If you can, and it's a small fraction, you've just found your business case. Many brands are still effectively blind to 80 to 95% of their site visitors. Now, number two, point identity and AI at high-intent journeys first. You don't have to rebuild your customer lifecycle on day one. Start where intent and revenue are the highest, and where consumers told us that they actually want to help. Cart abandonment and product category browse, back in stock, low stock, and price drop events, high value categories and replenishment journeys. These are the moments where better visibility instantly becomes better revenue, and where AI-driven orchestration feels useful and not creepy. Number three, make identity the foundation of your AI strategy. AI isn't going away, just look at its agenda, it's like everywhere. But the winners over the next 3 years, they won't be the brands with the prettiest models, they'll be the brands who feed these models the richest, most complete, permissioned view of their customers. That means more first-party data capture, clear value exchanges, higher quality, intent-driven audiences feeding your AI, fewer, more relevant messages chosen by AI, powered by identity, and constrained by what consumers say that they want. At Wunderkind, our belief is simple. We exist to help brands unlock the revenue their marketing stack can't actually see. If you're investing in AI, if you've invested in MarTech, if you're under pressure, as we all are, to do more with less, then identity is the multiplier that you've actually been missing. So as you head into the rest of this morning, in the session on embracing the everywhere customer, think about how identity lets you follow that customer across devices, not just across channels. When you're listening to agentic AI use cases, ask yourself, what percentage of our actual traffic could this reasonably touch? When CMOs talk about resilience, agility, and growth, listen for how often they come back to maximizing the customers they already have. The tools to thrive in 2026, they're already in front of you. The traffic is already on your site. The question is whether your stack can actually see it and act on it intelligently.